The Nigerian people were determined and enthusiastic to get out to vote and make sure their votes were heard. There's a widespread campaign of voter education, and the National Election Commission did a good job of running the elections with the assistance of young people in the National Youth Corps.
Opposition groups have rejected the presidential poll, saying it was rigged. Of course, we've had some reports of violence up north. What was your assessment of the credibility of the vote?
Nigeria had 120,000 polling locations, and our observation team went to a couple of hundred. There were other international and domestic observers, and I think all of us in the main thought that the process ran relatively smoothly. Obviously, there were imperfections in it, but it seemed to run smoothly. There's also a third-party group called Project Swift Count, which has done a survey of, I think, 8,000 polling locations around the country that will be either confirming or not the government's and the Election Commission's announcement of results. So there are lots of third-party validators are going to be able to double-check the results.
Let me ask you how Nigerians comported themselves in the areas that members of your group monitored the poll. Was it largely peaceful? Were there no incidents of voter intimidation, among other issues that marred the 2007 election?
There were some instances, but there were a number of people in our delegation that observed the elections in 2007, and they felt like there was a marked difference this year, that there was a determination on the part of the National Election Commission to run a real election, a free and fair election, that there was determination on the part of the Nigerian people to participate in an election that really reflected their voice. So for the folks who have observed elections over the past years in Nigeria, they were favorably impressed.
What will be your message to Nigerians in the upcoming state governorship election?
The elections that INEC has put on in the last 2 weeks have been dramatic improvements over past years, and I hope the Nigerian people will use the same level of determination to make sure this next round in the governor's elections is the same. You know, democracy isn't something that someone else does for you. It's something that the people of Nigeria need to do for themselves, and that means at all levels, the citizens and their participation, the election officials, as they do their work, the security officials, and all of the party leaders to comply with the code of conduct that includes a pledge of nonviolence that should apply across the board in this country.